Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, certified lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, guys, it's so good to be back in this room with you all. And you know, I have such a dynamic show for you all because guess what? I have invited Najem P. Lee back into our room. Remember, we removed the stigma of anxiety. Well, guess what? She is back, and we are going to take a deep dive into this discussion. And you know, I want you to join in on the conversation, so make sure you call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And Whisperers, you know Blog Talk Radio has done something fabulous for us. They have opened up a live chat box so you all can drop your questions, your comments in. And you know how your girl loves to monitor a good chat box. Also, I would love to say hello to the ladies and Miss Kim Ye, who is hosting us of the Silver Socials in Nova Scotia. And I'm so glad to be a part of your live Zoom. This is so wonderful, and I'm looking forward to all of your comments, your questions, and I see you guys are really spirited and ready for this too. And hey, did you get your cocktail or your mocktail of this episode? Okay, Whisperers, hold on a second. I got to tell you, I was blown away with this one. This was so good because I have never had a banana daiquiri. This here says July. This makes you feel like you should be sitting on the beach just having the waves lap at your feet. It is so good. But listen, if you didn't get your cocktail or your mocktail, you are definitely missing out. And you need to join our VIP listing, which is on our description box for this episode. If you look on the description box, click on the link and join the VIP listing. You will get your cocktail, your mocktail for every featured episode. And you know, we would like to thank our sponsor of this episode, which is Goalie Gummies, an inventive people-focused nutrition company driven by the belief that happiness and wellness go hand in hand. Goalie Gummies are gluten-free, gelatin-free, vegan, non-GMO, and made with select organic ingredients. Hey, use code House of La Paz for a 10% off your total order at checkout. And that's House, H-O-U-S-E, of La Paz, L-A-P-A-Z, for 10% off. And don't forget, I want you to join the conversation, so call in at 516-595-8091. And guys, you are going to want to stick around through this whole conversation because I have a special announcement that I will be making and you don't want to miss this. So with that being said, are you ready to get into this discussion? Why is change difficult? Like, we should have some kind of dramatic music right about now. You know, Whisperers, I like to start each episode off with a clear meaning and a definition, and this is no different. So guess what? We're going to learn the meaning of change. That means make someone or something different, to alter or to modify. Did you catch the meaning there? To change means to make someone or something different, alter or modify. So, with that being stated, do you know most people are afraid of conscious change? You may be asking what is meant by conscious change. Well, conscious change starts with a fundamental shift. Notice that it's a fundamental shift. And for me, the meaning of conscious is a term for being knowledgeable of the impact of what we do. So conscious to me means that we are knowledgeable of the impact of what we do. And most would rather stay in their comfort zone than take a step into the unknown or the uncharted. You know, Whisperers, as you are fully aware, no matter what, the world keeps changing. Things in our lives change, as well as we pivot with those types of changes. And I can tell you personally that going through this last few months of my life, how big of a change I've had to make, and the pivot and the shifts that I've had to make to be able to come back and realign myself. So we're even going to get into some of that too, of how do you pivot and how do you shift? How do we make those necessary changes, even those forced changes that we have to make? And when it comes to change, you know, many people kick against it. It's the hardest thing that they seem to have to do. And why do we as individuals find change so difficult? You know, that's just a clear, common question that most people have. So in my personal opinion and my professional opinion and working with many of my clients, I see a few reasons. And one is this. Many don't want it badly enough, or they lack the motivation. So did you hear what I said? Many don't, you know, want it badly enough, or they lack the motivation to really engage and make the changes that are needed. The second thing is you don't know how to make it happen, or maybe it's just cut and dry and you have no choice in the matter. So you don't know how to do it, and or it's just forced upon you. And then the third reason is you flat out just don't want to. Oh, look, I don't want to do this. This is not in my wheelhouse, and I don't feel like it. You've heard the expression, if it's not broke, don't try to fix it. But is that a healthy mindset? That's a good question I'm leaving you with. Is that a healthy mindset? We're going to get into it. But Whisperers, here is the fact. Change is about learning new skills. And so with that being said, the new skills that we're going to learn, I think this is a great point that we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to welcome Naj into this room with us. So stay tuned and hold on a second, because we're going to bring her on.
Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Naj. Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome, Naj, into the room. It's so good to have you here with us today. How have you been?
Oh, my gosh. It's been a while. Oh, my gosh, guys. Hi, guys. This is Naj Versailles Lee, and I'm so honored to come on the show again today. I've been doing really good. I think since after mommy passed, like, there was things I had to, like, adjust and align with, because there was so much that was going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a good shift, even though in the moment it felt like, why now, why me? Why does this have to be happening? I didn't realize, like, how much of a deeper connection that me and her had that was just so unbelievable. But, you know, something that she left with me was, you got this. You can do it. Let's go.
Yeah. Yes. And what you know? Expected, right?
Right. Like, I don't expect you to sit here and whine and complain and da-da-da-da. Like, let's just do it. And with that, I've taken a lot of head-on charges with my business, and which is really great. It's been a good shift, a good turning point, and now it's like, you know, coming back into another wavelength of alignment that me and you reconnecting on a different level, in this new level, this new transformation. And, you know, I am just so honored to be here and share what I got with your audience. And, you know, and I hope today they're able to take away something that they can use immediately. You know, there's no hesitation, that you use it immediately, because this is what I do with my clients. If you don't know, I'm a spiritual life coach, health and wellness consultant. And I really love to help my clients take action immediately, and whatever action that's necessary for them, that they do it. There's no what ifs. There's no room for what ifs. We just go ahead and do it. Yeah. So today's topic is going to be amazing.
It's going to be dynamic, as I like to say. So let's go. So listen. So with that being said, you know, like I said, we're going to usher this conversation in, and we're going to really kind of like hamper down some things too for you all. And Whisperers, you know how I do love how you get involved. Please feel free to call in at 516-595-8091. Or don't forget, we have the live chat box that you can drop your comments or questions in. And the ladies in Nova Scotia already got their questions popping over in that Zoom group. So we're going to get into this. So as I was stating, change is about learning new skills and forming new habits that have to be managed and maintained. And when we think of it in that way, we think of it as like when you have a house or when you have a beautiful car, you don't just drive that car and just drive it until the wheels fall off. You maintain that car as well as you maintain your house. So your house is always pristine, and little things that you need to update, you do that with. So with the new skills that we have to learn, there are some reasons why we don't welcome that idea. And so we're going to take this one by one. And don't forget, Whisperers, we have something very special we're dropping at the end of the segment. So don't leave, I'm telling you. So first, the first thing is we lack understanding. This usually happens when a change is forced upon us, or we also lack understanding when we have to have an inaccurate perception of who we are, what we want, and how we're going to achieve it. And Naj, I know like when you work with your clients, a lot of times you face that with the lack of understanding. How do you think people should shift in looking at that instead of taking it as a negative?
Well, let's like sip on our cocktail.
Yes. Did you get your cocktail, your mocktail? What are you having? You having your banana daiquiri?
I'm having it with a twist, girl. I got my vodka in there today. Like,
there you go.
This is a vodka conversation.
Yes.
I think that's a great question, because understanding, when my clients come to me, they do lack understanding, because it's either something that just happens out of the whim, but it actually doesn't happen out of the whim. This is a thing that's probably been happening for a very long time, and it's just been building, you know, and, you know, taking its time to swirl, and you'll catch it here and there, but you don't do nothing about it. That is the problem. And so when we don't catch it, like, at the very, very beginning, then later on, in months, years, whatever, pass, and then it blows up in your face, and it's like you're shocked, you know, just like a bomb would go off, you know, you're rattled, you know, you can't hear, you can't see. And so for my clients, we have to go through a process of acknowledging, right? You got to acknowledge something is happening. You know, we can't go around blind and, you know, oh my God, like I never knew. Oh, Chica, you did know. It's just acknowledging that has been happening and not being in denial anymore, because to be in denial is a comfort zone. Can we agree?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
To be in denial is a comfort zone. We go there quick. Go ahead.
Exactly. So with that being stated, you know, with that lack of understanding, I like to always tell people that, especially one clients that I work with, it's that blankness that happens within that uncertainty area. Because there's a level that when it comes from the lack of understanding, when it comes to change, now, Whisperers, listen to this. When it comes to change and the lack of understanding is this, it's an uncertain move that you have to make. And so when you lack that understanding, it's like you're kind of walking blindly for a moment. But it doesn't mean that the pathway is not there. So that brings us to the second one, which is, we're just not ready. And being ready means that you have to put a plan together. Think of it like this. Let's say you are going to rearrange your room. And now because I do interior design and all, I look at the room, and let's say you're going to rearrange that room. The first thing you do is start planning out your steps. You just don't go in there and just start moving things, taking stuff and everything, because then there's that disorganization and everything that was in that room all of a sudden does not fit in that room any longer. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing that we're just not ready means that we don't have a formed plan. And Naj, what's your take on that?
I think like one of the greatest things to do is like to step back. Right, because you're so close up. It's like standing in front of the TV screen too close, but you're not seeing everything clearly. So it's good to take a step back, right? When you take a step back, you can assess. So just like the explanation that Sonia gave, take a step back to assess the room. What are you moving? What are you clearing? You know, what needs to stay? You know, what can you get rid of that you no longer use? Right. So I think this is a great, great point right here, that if you step back and just assess is needed. And assessing doesn't have to be right away. You may need to sit down and observe.
Yeah.
And it's the best way that I know that I use with my clients, like step back, sit down and observe.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay to do that. Yeah.
Exactly. And a lady from the Silver Social says that it's kind of like, you know, kind of trying to maneuver in a very tight spot with a car. That takes kind of like coordination and planning.
Yes.
And you know, that's very true.
Because...
Go on, I'm so sorry.
I agree with that. No, it's okay. I agree with that because, you know, today I was in a rush for an appointment early this morning, and there was a parking spot. And I know my vehicle really well, but, you know, this spot was so small, and I was there sitting, should I chance it? Should I chance it? And then I backed up. I said, you know, nah, go back around and circle again. And when I did that, a better spot opened up that would fit my car. There's extra room. And I was like, patience is so key. Sometimes you want to rush, but we need a little patience. That's where the step back comes in. Be patient, step back, and observe, you know, and assess. So, great.
And, you know, and by planning, you actually pause and recenter yourself, your ideas and the direction. And it helps you to see things that are needed, things that are also the elements of wanting and how you can progress towards that success. So don't be afraid to pause and redirect and have a plan. So we got the first one was we lack understanding, and the second one was we're just not ready. And so we're going to move into point number three, whereas we want the results but not the process. So I'm going to go back to the example where it came to rearranging the room. You want the room to feel like a spa, but you don't want to do the work to get that feeling, the look, or the aesthetic that you need. Okay. So the same difference, you want a quick fix without the hard work. You know, like, let's get it over quickly, rip the Band-Aid off. And many people look at it like that, just rip the Band-Aid off and we'll get a quick fix. But a quick fix means that you don't have lasting change. So,
right.
Naj, with that being said, how does that rotate and feel for you?
That feels really good because that's what happens, like, with a lot of my clients when they first come to me, like, ooh, Naj is going to have the magic touch, you know, real quick, in and out, boom, boom, boom. But, no, there's a process, right? There has to be a process. It looks great. Trust me, I would love that spa look in my room ASAP. But I know there's going to be a process. And actually, it's the process that you get the spa effect. You know,
yes.
You will get the treatment. You will get the aromatherapy, the massage, all this stuff. It happens actually in the process. And then the result of the look of the spa or the aesthetic is what happens for you at the end. That's the result of it. So the process is there's the work. Yes, the work can come in many different ways, but it still comes down to the work. You've got to do the work. And so we, you know, with my clients, when they realize, like, oh, wow, that's why we do a consultation. That's why we go through everything. That's why we go through every area of your life. And the crazy part of that is we don't look at every area of our life. This is necessary. Just like in the room, you know, you're seeing one part. But until you start diving in, you're going to be like, oh, my God, I didn't even know I had that. Oh, my God, I bought two of those. Actually, I got five of those. I didn't even realize. Oh, my gosh, I've been looking for you all this time, you know? And we start to unravel the things within our life. We start taking a deeper, detailed look. So this is important. This is like, I love this part because this is when you begin to see. You begin to see yourself. And it's important that you see yourself in the process.
You know, when you say that, you know, because it's so important because people don't realize that there is a process. And it goes back to like all of our steps that we've been talking about because that is the plan. In planning things, because when you plan things, at first you may lack the understanding, but it puts you on the right track when you're planning because now you have a clear definition. Then when you're planning things, it makes you ready. And when you're planning, you understand your process, which that brings us into the next segment of our why. What is my why? Because many times people say that they want to change, but why? Why are they changing?
Yes.
Why is it so important? What are the necessary things that you need, and what is your final goal, your takeaway, and the implementing of what the change is and the cause and effect that happens to you and the others around you? So what is your why is so important. Do you feel that's another element?
Deep.
Yeah, right?
Yes. You got to know your why. Like, you may start out and, you know, like, you may start out thinking it's this particular why, but as you go deeper, you get to the truth, the foundation of your why. You got to know why you're doing, why you're changing, why you're doing this to change. You got to understand your why, because your why is actually your blueprint. Your why is the setting stone, the cornerstone of your blueprint, right, of yourself. You cannot be doing it for anybody else but you, right? So you can't come and say, oh, I'm doing this because my husband say, you know, I need to lose a little weight. I've just been, you know, over the years just, like, not really treating myself well. Well, that's not a good enough reason. That's not a good enough why, right?
Well,
Go ahead.
Because when you said that, a big question came in from the Silver Socials. They said, can your why actually be superficial?
No, it cannot be superficial. With my clients, no. You can't come in superficial because it's not going to be long. Like for my clients, when they go to sign up with me, there's a contract. That contract says no quitters allowed. You're not allowed to quit. So your why has to be so strong. No matter how turbulent the change is, you're not going to quit. You're not allowed to quit because quitting is quitting on yourself. So that is why your why has to be so strong that it can carry you through the changing process. Does that, okay. that make sense? It has to carry you through the changing process.
And, you know, to piggyback
Girl,
off that, that thought, yes. Because this is the other thing. Let me help you all to understand this, because what I help my clients to understand now, superficial whys are not long-lasting results. Superficial whys are an element and an uptake. It's almost like you get those endorphins. It's almost like if you have a drug and it's just like your adrenaline starts to pump and it rushes in on you. That's what a superficial why does for you. It gives the adrenaline rush. But once you come off of that adrenaline rush, you crash and the needed changes don't happen. So did you all catch that? Superficial whys are an adrenaline rush that in turn, it's like giving a small child a huge hand of sugar and then expecting them to be able to sit for 10 minutes and listen to a whole program. That's what it's a phantom on
to. That is so true. Girl.
So it's those dynamic, those dynamic elements that come into place. Because, you know, as we make changes, you got to remember that in your life. Now, let me just tell you all, you're going to make changes in your life, and you've already made those changes along the way, which you don't understand. Because when you were a little child, you had to make changes to become a toddler. The toddler phase came, and you was like, wow. You know, you was off and running. Then from that toddler change, you became this young tween. And the little tween became somebody that became a teenager. The teenager became a young adult. The young adult became the adult. The adult is now becoming the mature adult. So there's changes that we make along the cycle, which we never think about because it's a natural cycle. So when we have to think about the necessary change is when we have the difficulty. Because our mind wants to do what it is used to doing. Your mind is very powerful. Yes. And see, and that's the thing. Like, I read a lot. I love to read. And it's a mindset because I was reading a book a couple of years, a year ago, Think Rich, Grow Smart, or something like that. I forgot the title of it, but I'll get it for you guys. But in it, it was stating that most people that don't succeed or have this success is because of the way that they think and the way that they look at change or making changes in their life.
Right.
And that's a dynamic element. Exactly. That's it. That's it. Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah, I read that book. Yeah.
Isn't it? It's dynamic. And if you all have not read it, it is such a great book, and I'm telling you, you have to put it on your must reads. And I'll put it in our private Facebook group too, so you can have the name of the book, the correct title, and who the author is as well, because it is a great book, and I have it in my office, and it just sits there, and I pull it out every so often and look at the highlighted points. But, you know, with that being said, you know, for change to happen, a lot of times you have to also ask, what am I grateful for? What am I thankful for? I think we have a caller. I'm going to try to see if we can pull them in and see if this is a live call or maybe I'm not sure because the studio is just kind of beeping. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Whispers in a Bottle. Please state your name. How can we help you?
Hi, I'm Sarah. I was just calling to listen in and say hello.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. We appreciate it. Please continue listening. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate you.
Oh, that's so nice. It's nice to have Sarah with us. I should have asked where she was calling in from, you know, listening in from. That would have been so awesome. Ah, next time. So with that being stated, what am I grateful for? See, because in life, we are constantly trying to, you know, achieve things and do more and improve ourselves and to work harder. And, you know, sometimes working harder does not mean working smarter. So just to let you all know, sometimes that doesn't mean that you're working smarter. But when we're trying to make changes, we have to think about what am I grateful for? Because that brings in the next element of that change and brings that dynamic energy in that we need to accomplish as well as to complement the change.
Yes. 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 I love that. I look at gratitude, being grateful, as golden coins, you know.
Yes.
And I, oh my gosh. Golden coins, I think of, you can even look at it like from a perspective of video games, right? Because you are, each time you're grateful for something, ding, 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 you are packing in and receiving these gold coins. And these gold coins work on your behalf. They're like, they work on clearing your pathway, attracting what you are desiring for your life, bringing you into alignment, into connection that you are wanting and deserving in your life. They're like gold coins that you can use, you know, extra, like extra points for you. And I love that. That's why, you know, great exercises is like every day, what are you grateful for? You know, every day, what can you pick out of your day that you're grateful for? Like, we had the common ones, thank God, you know, for waking me up in the morning, that I got food to eat, I got clothes on my back, I got a place to stay. Those
superficial
awesome.
Thank
yous.
Superficial grateful.
Right. We got that. We can practice with that if you need to. But then you go deeper. What in your day that you're grateful for? What particular part of the day? What was one thing that you can, you know, say, wow, I'm grateful for that, right?
Yeah.
And you write that down because that's a golden coin, guys, that is going to work on your behalf.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It works.
It
works.
It is. So you know, we can have this discussion for even a very long time. Trust me, Whispers, this is a conversation that literally needs that time because it's a development. It's almost like if you think about it, if you think of a fine wine, what it happens is that it ages beautifully because it's given time to age. And this discussion on change is just like a fine wine because it's developing into a full-bodied, full-circle element that is going to take you forward. It's going to pivot you into the next level of where you need to be in your life, your career, your relationships, because that's what change does for us. That's how we move as people. That's how we grow as individuals. And what people don't realize that change is a necessary thing. Now, we talked about a forced change. Now, forced change is always something that is very, very difficult because it is not a natural effect that it comes from you or from me. And so in turn, what happens is the mind is almost like racing towards a wall at 70 miles per hour and hits it head on. And that's what a force change does to our body. But it's the way that we actually absorb the shock that helps us to be able to process and move forward from it. Because that's what a force change does. It's how we absorb that shock, how our bodies react to it. Prime example, I only can use this because it's the best example right now because Lord knows I'm living it. I've had such a major shock to my system That is not even funny. You all know I speak about my mom on a regular basis. I tell you the lessons that she teaches me constantly and that she has taught me throughout my life. My mother has been that key element in my life throughout my whole life. Even as a child, I have adored my mom. So when this all happened and she passed away, it was such a major forced change that literally my body went into a revolt. It kind of shut down on me for a second because it was like, hold on a second now, hold on. Are we processing this or are we going to forget about it right now?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
And as you know how the mind plays that safety game for you, that you could hear the change and you could hear what has happened, but the mind plays a nice little role of keeping you safe. And as a therapist, mm-hmm. I talk about this with my clients about not being afraid to decompress. Remember, guys, it is okay not to be okay. We had that discussion.
Yeah.
So in turn, it allows us to make changes gradually and helps us to bring forward what we need to process at that time. That's what a forced change does for us. You have anything that you want to add to that?
Also, too, like, with a forced change, it, as you said, like, your reaction, how you receive it and how you flow with it. I also look at it like a surf. Like, you know, when you're surfing, there's these different waves that come. And then there's a wave that will just, like, pull you, and you don't even realize how hard it will pull you in and then spit you out. And it's your breath work that is going to help you survive. And so if I could give you something of a practice, is how you breathe, how you properly breathe. Because when we go through something turbulent, our breathing is chaotic. If not, we're not even breathing at all.
It's
we're
that
not
shallow
taking
breath.
Any air in. Yes. And that deep breath, that deep breathing is needed. It's necessary to properly ride the wave of this turbulent, you know, situation coming in, how it's hitting, so that you can flow with that wave. So how you breathe is how you flow and rise back up to the top.
I love that. Oh. I love it. That is such a great way of looking at it, too, and having that element. So, you know, I like to make sure that our whisperers always have clear takeaways with them. So the takeaways that I'm going to go back over are the skills that we have here. And the first one, we say we lack understanding. We put it into a realm of how we're going to gain it and that it doesn't cause us to stumble, fall, and trip. The second thing is that we're just not ready, but having a plan helps us to continue to be ready, helps us to have understanding. And then we want the result, but not the process. So the process is almost like having a room that we're going to rearrange, but we have no idea. We have not taken any kind of calculation. We have not followed a plan so we can have success. The other one is, what is your why? Because your why cannot be superficial. And the last one is, what am I grateful for? Naj, are there takeaways that you want to give them as well?
I think, like, all that we've given is so incredible, and just really taking the time. I think one of the greatest is not to rush it, right?
Yeah.
There's no rush. This is you. This is your process. You're not in competition with anyone. This is your process through change, right?
Yeah.
So this is just being aware of yourself. Every day, check in on yourself through the process of the change. Check in. How are you doing today, Najim? How are you feeling today? You know, what's hurting you today? You know, what? Ask yourself questions and answer them. Okay? Don't just ask. Answer them. Write it down. I'm big on writing your process through.
Because we're visual creatures.
Yes. Yes, we are.
We're visual creatures. Visual.
Right. And seeing it is going to help you. It's not stuck in the mind, you know, that's stuck in the air. You actually have it in front of you on paper, the beautiful tree in front of you, right?
Yeah.
And you're utilizing to anchor yourself. And through anchoring yourself, you're able to release the hurt, the pain that you're going through in the process, right? It's okay to do that.
Yeah.
And then you're able to then pull in stronger energy. That's where the gratitude comes in. You pull in a powerful energy. So it's a daily. That's what I will leave with you guys is a do it daily. Don't forget yourself. Check in on yourself every day through the process.
So with that being said, whisperers, here we go for the special announcement. Woo-hoo-hoo! So, now, we heard this fabulous discussion on, you know, why is change difficult, right? So, in turn, on July the 20th, which is Tuesday, July the 20th, at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you must be a part of the private Facebook group Whispers in a Bottle Exchange. There is a live link in the description of this episode. So if you don't have, if you're not a part of the group, make sure you come to www.blogtalkradio.com/whispers-in-a-bottle. Click on this episode, and in the description box is the live link for you to join the private Facebook group, because at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Naj and myself, we are going to be live and right now in the private Facebook group, free, downloadable, 8 keys to change in the group.
Ooh.
Did you hear me?
Oh,
folks?
My gosh.
Yes.
This is
going to
be great.
It is. And you guys, we're going to take this discussion further. This is going to be your first Lunch and Learn with myself and Naj with a topic that is so prevalent to everyone today. We're going to even get in a little bit further. We're going to break down the 8 key elements, that key, because notice a key means that you can unlock and lock what you need. That's what a key does. It's a matter of security. Ah, did you catch that?
Oh, my God.
So, guys, make
dropping
sure.
Dropping gems. Oh, my
yes,
gosh.
You know them jewels I like to drop, Naj. You know I like to drop them.
Dropping them gems, girl. Go ahead.
Exactly. So, listen. If you all would like to connect with Naj, you can connect with her on Instagram, and that's at www.instagram.com/Najem, that's N-A-J-A-A-M-L-E-E. Once again, that's www.instagram.com/Najem Lee, N-A-J-A-A-M-L-E-E. And she also has a fabulous shop. Now, I'm going to put that in the private Facebook group. So this way, if you want to go to the shop, you've got to be a part of where? The private Facebook group, Whispers in a Bottle Exchange. Notice the name. We're going to be exchanging information with you. We're going to be exchanging powerful, incredible, dynamic energy with you. So you can balance out things and your questions that you have. We're going to put up some great things for you all to be a part of, some great takeaways as well. And you know, if you want to connect with me, you always, you know, I love to get social with you. So you can join me on Instagram at www.instagram.com/whispersinabottle. And I'm also, like I said, I'll be in our private Facebook group. These are going to be some great things. We're going to have some lunch and learns. I'm going to have some teachable corners. There's going to be a lot of things coming that you're going to want to be a part of. So make sure that you're a part of this. Naj, thank you so much for being here with us today. We truly have enjoyed it. And,
thank you so much for having me.
Oh, please, you know. This is home away from home. You're welcome to come in anytime. We'd love to have you here. And guys, next week's discussion, I want to make sure I give it to you. Why do I always pick the wrong person?
Ooh,
right?
Deep.
So, guys, I tell you, this has been so good. I mean, this has been great. So listen, thank you so much for tuning in to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Larae, certified lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. You guys, please be safe, and thank you again for such a dynamic conversation. All right, guys, take care.